description of the tax rules here was perfect and as comprehensive as I've heard. And you'd think that that would be enough. You'd think those would be enough rules and laws for nonprofits to have to follow in this area. But my session is all about the whole other section of lobbying laws and rules that unfortunately everybody, not just nonprofits, but everybody has to follow. Before getting into those, though, and I think John will agree with me on this, I'd be remiss not to say that, you know, how important advocacy by nonprofits is. This is not the bulk of my work. I work for a wide range of clients that care about lobbying rules. But I'm always surprised when I talk to nonprofits about lobbying that there's this reticence about doing it. And I think the IRS rules are one reason for that. You know, a nervousness, we shouldn't be lobbying. I mean, I'm still amazed at how many come up and say, well, I know as a nonprofit we can't lobby. And this is not my main area, but I say, of course you can. You know, look at these rules. It's certainly possible. You know, for me in my practice, I do a good bit of pro bono work outside of my regular working with nonprofits on federal advocacy campaigns, and it's some of the most rewarding work that I do. And you can really see the impact of it in these charities and in the communities that they serve. And the other thing is, even when an advocacy effort is technically unsuccessful, you don't get that piece of legislation enacted, you don't get done what you wanted, there can still be tremendous benefits for the charity. I mean, it raises the profile, it energizes volunteers, it inspires donors in some cases, and it can build awareness of the issue, you know, beyond people in Congress or in your state legislature or your local office. So I'd urge people to do it. Take advantage of this. Let's see if I can get this to work. I'm going to touch on all these areas later, but I wanted to put some takeaways here at the beginning just so that we don't miss them at the end.